his beloved wife who was making khidmat and service to him, she only stick with him, or everyone else left him. In their dire condition, he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That look at, Ya Allah, look at my condition. You are aware of everything. Who can remove this condition beside you? Please grant me cure. Grant me. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted the dua of Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salam and granted him cure from the disease. And everything which he lost, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him back even more. More children, more wealth, more cattle, and everything was came back. Because of the dua, because of the repentance, because of the apologizing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Ibrahim salam had no children, and he was hoping and, you know, making dua after so much age of 84 or 90 years. Then eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted his dua. Today you just raise our hands for 2-3 minutes and we expect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make, you know, fulfill our desire. And then we complain, oh, I'm making dua, Allah is not listening to me. Allah is not responding to me. I made dua to him, he is not listening to me. Meaning we are doing favor to Allah by making dua and asking him. The Nabi, the Habibullah, the Khalilullah, the best friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, made dua for 80 years, day and night. Then only Allah responded his dua. Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salam, how long it made dua for the child? Not one day or one night. Dua after dua, day after day, month after month, years after years. Then eventually at the old age, when he lost the hope, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him Hazrat Yahya alayhi salam. So it takes time, my brothers and sisters. Keep on performing Salatul Haja and keep on raising your hands every night, tahajjud time. And then until you don't get it, you have to keep on begging and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like a small child. You know, when he wants some toy or something or some chocolate or anything, he begs to the parent, mother and father, and they refuse. No, go away. We got work to do. Don't disturb us. We are busy. He's keep on crying, coming back to mom, you know, and holding her all the time. And keep on crying until eventually moms give him or her whatever he wants. So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala holds because he wants our crying. He loves our crying. When we more cry, Allah becomes more happy. He likes to hear us cry. That's why we have to be patient. There is no other way. There is no other door. There is no other person who can solve our problem. It's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And that's why in one of the hadiths, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has explained that the mu'min's every dua has been accepted, provided he is a true believer. That's the first condition. Provided he is true believer and is sincere in his dua is not get rejected. Allah accepts every single dua of the believer. But he said, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there are three categories. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds and ask and fulfill the demand he was asking for. Whatever dua, whatever need he wants, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately responds and grants him. His dua is accepted, he becomes very happy. His work is done, his problem is solved, his calamity is removed. Second thing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the dua. He's not rejecting, but he's keeping in storing for hereafter. He does not give him back into this dunya. He keeps it for hereafter. And on the Yawmul Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call him and remind him, oh my servant, you were in trouble. You were in need of this and these things. And you are begging to me, I did not grant you. You were asking me the other day for this problem. I did not solve your problem. But the dua is not wasted. I kept it here for today. And I'm granting you better whatever you were asking in dunya. When a person will see the reward and ajar of his unexpected dua or ungranted dua, the reward he will get in paradise, he will wish that my all the du'as should be given me here in hereafter, and not a single du'a would be accepted and granted me in this dunya. Because reward will be tremendous in hereafter. So that is the second hope. Don't lose your hope. If you're raising your hands, if you are crying sincerely, you're praying tahajjud or any salatul hajat in dua, and dua is not accepted, don't think your dua is wasted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is keeping it for hereafter and for better result and better reward. And third thing, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, if you are asking dua for anything and your dua is not getting accepted, you don't see a result in front of you for the dua, keep in mind that there was some calamity, there was some problem on your way, was going to affect you, was going to harm you. Because of your dead dua, Allah Ta'ala has removed that calamity, Allah has removed that problem, Allah has removed that disease from your way and protected you. Although Allah did not grant you what you were asking, Allah is Hakim, Allah is wise, full of wisdom. Whatever you were asking was not beneficial for you. It was harmful in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So through His wisdom, through His mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exchanged your dua into the better one. Allah removed the obstacle or disease or problem from your way. Brothers and sisters, we are making dua, but we don't know how many problems supposed to fall upon us and did not fall. Why? Because of our dua, Allah removed it. Allah has protected us. So when your dua is not accepted, don't get, you know, hopeless. Don't think Allah is not merciful, I am so sinner, I am not going to make dua. And no, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, dua is the weapon of the believers. Ad-du'a wa salahul mu'min is the weapon of the believer. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ad-du'a wa mukhul ibadah. Dua is the essence of the whole ibadah. Ibadah, for example, two rakat prayers. In that two rakat prayer is compound of the qiraat and sujood and ruku and tasbihat and everything in tashahud package, right? Essence of that package is the dua. Why are we praying Fajr Salat? Why are you praying Isha Salat? Why are you praying Jummah Salat? To please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we say Assalamu alaikum rahmatullah, what we do? We raise our hands. Ultimately, we are asking, begging to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after every Salat. So main reason of performing 2 or 4 rakat Salat is to make dua at the end of the Salat. So essence of the ibadah is the dua. Ad-du'a mukhul ibadah. To that extent, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ad-du'a huwal ibadah. In one of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ad-du'a huwal ibadah. We are fasting and regarding staying hungry and thirsty as the ibadah. We are giving charity, spending some money regarding this is the ibadah. We are reciting the Holy Quran, you know, regarding his tilawat of the Quran as an ibadah. We are making zikrullah, tasbihat, regarding the zikrullah as the ibadah. There are different forms of the ibadah, isn't it? For every ibadah has some activity. If a person is praying up and down, then he is praying salat. Is making tawaf of the Kaaba, circling around. Is there some kind of activity? Running between Safa and Marwa, some kind of activity. So every ibadah has some forms, some shapes, and some activities involved. Here Allah, Rasulullah said, ad-du'a huwal ibadah. A person doing nothing, just raising hand, and is crying. And that crying is regarded as ibadah. He's getting reward for that. But there are some conditions, brothers. Condition is this. In one of the hadiths, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala has narrated that a person is you know, coming from the long journey, his hair is shuffled, is dirty, his body is full of dust, and he raised in that pathetic condition, in that, you know, dire condition, he's raising his hands towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and crying and saying, Ya Rab, Ya Rab, Ya Rab, please grant me, change my condition. But his food is haram, his clothing is haram, and his body has been fed by haram things. For anna yustajab, in this condition, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to accept his dua? So that is one of the biggest problem and obstacle in our way to accept our dua is haram food, haram morsel. It is said in one morsel, one lukma of haram, if a person is putting in his mouth, 40 years of ibadat has been destroyed, or 40 days of ibadat has been destroyed, not accepted by Allah. One morsel is so dangerous, is so poisonous. So keep this in mind. Before you raise your hand, make sure your food is halal, your drink is halal, the clothing you are wearing should be halal, and then only Allah will accept your dua. If any haram thing is involved, then your dua cannot be accepted. It's an obstacle, that is the hurdle in your way. And there are way to make dua. When Sahabi came to Rasulullah to the masjid and started raising hand, started making dua, Rasulullah said, stop, don't do like this. You are, doing very hurriedly, hastily. Then Rasulullah taught him, first, you praise with the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No? وَلِلَّهِ أَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدْعُوهُ بِهِ. Allah Ta'ala said in the Holy Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has beautiful names, 99 names. Whatever names you remember, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Al-Malik, Al-Quddus, Al-Salam, make those names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first, then recite some Durus Sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then ask maghfirat for yourself, for your parents, for the ummah. Then you beg whatever you need for dunya and akhirat. This is the tartib, this is the sequence, this is how we should make the dua. There are some etiquette, there are some adab, there are some certain times where dua has been accepted. One of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that in the before the, you know, the last portion of the night, every night, not in only Ramadan, every night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descend on the heaven and make announcement, is there anyone asking maghfirat, I can forgive, is there anyone asking increasement in the risk, I can increase, is there any sick person asking to remove his sickness and grant him shifa, I can grant him shifa. So this announcement is happening every time prior to the fajr, prior to the subah sadiq. So wake up a little early, then long nights now, and spread musalla, pray two or four rakah salatu tahajjud, and then raise hand. That is the perfect time for the acceptance of the dua. That is the perfect time of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever you need for dunya and akhirah, you can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His treasure is very vast. In dua, Allah ta'ala has revealed in the Holy Quran, Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana. We are living in this world, whatever we need for the house, car, job, this, that, don't feel shy. This the world has been created for you and me to utilize it. And this is why in this verse, Allah said, first Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use, make dua for dunya. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana. Oh Allah, give me and grant me best of this world, best of clothing, best of car, best of the house, best of wife. You can ask, nothing wrong with that. And then akhirat. Akhirat is coming later. Present is dunya. Right now you need the dunya. So make dua for dunya also, better of dunya, not the haram dunya. Oh Allah, grant me success in my gambling. That is not going to be accepted. You are asking for the haram thing. Oh Allah, I purchased so many tickets from the 7-Eleven. Please, one of them should go lottery. Grant me 10,000. That dua is not accepted. You are asking for haram. So our word should be for the halal things. May Allah give us perfect for that.